Maskinon Kogoin Sheshokotu Lislamid Boy. Talking about when you shechted it, Rashi says the petachamo, and you shechted, it's time to practice, to learn how to shecht. So Rashi says like this. Vi the shocht l'shem shchitik. If you would have shechted, mamash would have machshava shchiton. Then afilu Reb Shimon heavy machshava, that would be called a good machshava. Reb Shimon would agree. It'd be mekabel to maseichlin. Umetamo. Ela b'shocht amenach l'slamid b'yuch shchit. It's time you're practicing, and that's the machlekes that the Rabbon in Savi Rashi says. Hach shchitu mishav l'yoychul k'shchitik gemur ma'yisod. Emin above a roitiv. Hashoyche beim l'orik chovim. That we learned before. Reb Shimon holds no, that's the machlokes. This shchita, since it wasn't done l'shem tyra, it was only done l'slamid bo, so Reb Shimon holds this shchita does not make it into an oichel, and according to the Rabbanan, yes, the shchita makes it into an oichel. Yeah. Over plukta the nimus for Reb Lezer, it's all the machlokes, nimus and Reb Lezer. The time you learn like this, Omer Reb Yosef, Yosef said that Sachli nimus once told me, Ochev Shor Reb Yeshua is the brother of Yeshua Hagarsi. He once told me like this, Shashoichet es oiriv, if somebody shechs the raven, l'slamid bo, just to practice a reshchita, so domei machshir, still its dam is machshir l'kabotoma, that's a domei machshir, im nofel al azroim, if this dam falls upon zroim, so it's machshir l'kabotoma, v'kol shchenim, shochtu reshchita gemura, that domei is machshir, feel a goof of this year. Yeah. So that's what they hold. On this, we have lezroim and all, Dam shchita liyela machshir. So the Gemara, the Chur, Reb Lezer, and the Tanakhan, both saying the same thing. They're both saying that the shchita, the dam is machshir. If the dam falls upon plants, food, it's machshir the kabotuma. So what's the machlekes? El olav, the machlekes is the isur cheshu vike benayu. The machlekes is the isur alone machshir it. Rashi zod yika bahadi shchita kagav nika benayu. Hudika Bahadi Shita, what? Tanakama Sovar Domoy Machshir Li Almo. The Dom is Machshir. Now Rashi says, the Nofla Lazroim, for falls on other foods. Avulagufa Rashi says, but for it itself, for this Oirev, a boy Machshava. Why? The Isura Cheshuv Gerei the Lerina. We don't say the fact that it's also, it's called an Oichel. This shchita also is not a good shchita to make it into an oichel, because it's not a shchita that's machshir, no you can eat. Yeah, so like this. Tekanakam is sova domay machshir liyalmo. Avu legufa befit itself boi machshava. You have to have machshava if you want to make a mekabel tumah. Rashi says, befilut yeah, that's the Tanakama. For Yosef Reb Lezer meimano dam shchita liyelo machshir yafilu legufa namile boi machshava. That is machshir even fitted itself, and it itself tak is makabel tuma now, because it does not have to have machshava. Rashi says, "Afilu leguf leboy machshava." Da'ach shchita mishav lo yoichol. Hava anami pligi rabbonin Reb Lezer Reb Shimon kenimus. That's good for machlekes of here also, where the shchita was not matter with bachila. Here you shechted lislamid bo. So the shchita that you use tam lislamid bo just to learn hilcha shchita, is that called a shchita enough to make it into an oichol? Or no, such a shchita is not enough. That's the machlokes b'yas also the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. So Moshe says, Mimai, who told you this? Dilma may be time, the Reb Lezer also Deshani, Oriv, Hoyl V'yesh Pei Simoni, Tyra, also Nachamol. Maybe what the Oriv is different, even though it's Treif, but it has some Simoni Tyra. As Gromer Be'el Treifis, Yim Shemokhi Yavi Oichel, Avagabi Petah Chamor, Mashenka by a donkey, Lespe has no Simoni Tyra at all. So maybe the shchita alone means nothing. Yeah, Rashi says he loved the choshev mishumach the shchita loved matamale rabbonin. So maybe that's not the machlokes with the rabbonin of Shimon. Maybe only over here does Reb Lezer said, because over here another at least has one simon tyra. For the more now, when we know and say, well, how do you know this? How do you say such a story? This when we know and this simon tyra milsa. How do you know the fact that you have a simon that means something? So Rashi says the tony look has learned on this. The tony law dehi the Om Reb Shimon. My time, what's the reason? Hoyo v'yesh po simoni tyra. We heard clearly this svara that he said this svara that since it has simoni, that's before by gomel, that since the gomel has at least one simon tyra, that's enough to make it to give him to shem oichol. So maybe here also one simon of the oriv makes into an oichol, but without a tetachamor, maybe you won't say that svara. So the more v'chitem yisrael v'chitem, if you tell me im mishum simoni tyra, if the reason is that Reb Lezer says over here the dam shchita helps is because this Erev has at least one Siman Torah, so then my ear Lislamid, what do you have to say the Shkita was done here? Lislamid, that they were practicing how to make a Shkita, so at least it's called the person did a Maisa Shkita. It should have said a bigger Kiddush. Afilu Lisasek Nami, even this time being Misasek, versus Afilu Lisasek, the Mischavin Lachter Dovrach, in the case the person had in mind to cut something else. And by mistake, he also cut the neck off. The lav l'shkita, he had no kavona for shkita also. Let's say maybe you don't have to have kavona shkita. The ikar kavona here is the fact that it has a siman Torah, that's enough. So must say true, enoch nami, must say enoch nami, it's like a true. Well, mishum nimus, I'll tell you, it's only a chiddish in nimus. According to nimus, it's a chiddish. That even though they made a shkita l'islam made, still that shkita does not help. It's a chiddish according to him. Enoch nami, according to Rabbi Leza, that says the shkita helps. It could be it's not the pshat that the shchit is what's matter it. It's the pshat that has a siman Torah, that's what's matter it. But maybe by a chamor we don't say the swara. So again, with that, the shrekai, what's the machlokes? Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, and the Rabbonim. Then by a petah chamor, if it's makabel tumor or not. Another one says, Eisva, I have a question.
Yeah.
Says what? Lerotz levdoisa. The person doesn't want to be toida his petachamor. So orfei bekufa to take a hatchet and we chop off the head machur from the back. For kovur and you have to bury it. The yosabano divrei Reb Yehuda. It's mamish yosabano. For Reb Shimon matir. Skrotz kash. Here it says clearly the kash and rabba. Here it says clearly that Shimon holds muta bano. The petach chamor, even after our rafe, it says clearly it's muta bano. So it's kash and rabba. So Moshe Aimer u'mechayim also bano. The machloekis says where it was also bano mechayim when it was alive. For Shimon matir, on that time Shimon was matir. Calls the man the petach chamor was alive. He holds his muta. Maybe after shchita, and maybe then after our rafe, it also must muta also bano. So Moshe says no. For me, this say for mechayim every reish alav mechayim. Mashma, the seifa is mechayim when it's alive. The reish is not mechayim. The Torah says in the seifa, lo yimisenu, lo yibikonav le b'magel. Now I want to kill it, not with a reed, not with a magel, not with a sword. Lo yibikardum, and there's another a kardum, a type of a sword. Rashi says here, for lo yibamagira, there's all different type of knives. For lo yachnisenu lechedav, you know that's the point. You can't just stop to death in a room. Bishvul shiyamis, these things you can't do. But the way you have to kill is only use a kupitz. You have to use the hatchet. The yosa begizav avoida, and you're not allowed to shear it off or work with it. Different Reb Yehuda. For Reb Shimon matir, Reb Shimon says no. It calls him when it's alive. You're allowed to shear it off and work with it. It's muta bano. So the chutz mashma since the sefer so when it's alive, mashma the race is when it's dead. So Moshe says no. It could be both. Reisha the sefer mechaim. They're both talking about when the pet chamor is still alive. Reisha means bano as domov. And safe is Banoz Gufay. Banoz Dom Rashi says, Imaskiru Lachem, could you rent it out to somebody else? And Banoz Gufay means, Ugoingizu Yavoido. That's the Chiddush, that according to Rachamim, both of them is also, the Petachamor is also both to rent it out, or the Gufay. And according to Reb Shimon, both of them is Mutter. There could be Lacha Refa, maybe Taka Tzmutter. It could be according to Reb Shimon, though, forget, maybe Lacha Refa, Taka Tzosa. The Gemara says it could be Yotzricha. You have to have both Kedushim Yotzricha, because the Tanhan would have just said that it's Muta, but the Machloek is by noise Domo. The Kasher that Reb Shimon is holds you allowed to let it rent it out. But you're not doing direct Hanor with it. But not Gufa to work with it yourself. Maybe even Model Reb Yehuda, maybe Reb Shimon would agree that it's also. And it would have just said the Tana Banos Gufay, that you'll have to work with it yourself or share off the wool. I would have thought to say maybe just be kosher, be not review the whole source of Bano. Ava Banos Domov, but just to rent it out, well, you're not going to use it yourself. And the Mordel Rebbe Shimon Tzurichas need both machlokes in. Again, it could be that they're only arguing here Mechayim, but it could be maybe Liacha Misa both agree that it's also Bano. Isn't enough kid. The machlokes could be both cases. The machlokes here, both these machlokes is a mechayim. But forget, it's a good according to Rabba. But liyacha misa could be even if Shimon would agree that it's also banor. So Milot could be good. It could not good even according to Rabba. here. And the chain number of Nachman or Rabba Ravua said, "Moed Rabbi Shimon Yachar Reifa Shuasa." He also was like Rabba. That even according to Rabbi Shimon, that's Mutta Bano before our Reifa, but after you chop off there, it becomes Asa Bano. For Yom Rav Nachman Minu Aminu, how do I know to say this? The current Rabbi Shimon is Asa Bano. The Tanya was done like this. For your foresoy, Nema Kana Reifa, it says will be in the Pasha of Petach Amor Reifa. For Nema Lhalna Reifa by Egla Rufa. Mal halon also just like Egla Rufa, if the chap of that it's also banorum, of Kanyos, of Petach Amor, also. So man, who does this verse go like? Ilaim Reb Yehuda, Mechayim Mitzvoset, according to him, Petach Amor is also banorum even when it's alive. El Lav Reb Shimon, it goes according to Reb Shimon. Is he clearly according to Reb Shimon, Liachar Reifa, the Petach Amor is also banorum. Oh, Malay Reb Sheshis, Safro, Chavrecho, that what, your Chavarim, Tegumu, they tie it up like this. That no, Liyolam Reb Yudu goes according to Reb Yudu this price. The Yitzchak, and still we need the Chiddush, we need this limit over here to say that it's also Banol Yachamisa. Because Salkot, Atachim, I would have thought to say, Arefa B'mokam Ftiyah Medis. No, maybe when the Torah gives you this mitzvah, to eat, first the mitzvah is to redeem it, the Petach Amor. If you don't want to do it, we chop off the head. But when we chop off the head, that's like B'mokam Ptiyah Medis. So I would have thought to say, Ma Ptiyah, just like when you redeem it with the Seh. Muteras becomes Mutter Bano is after Reifa Materas, even our Reifa also is Mater Bano, maybe. That's what I would have thought to say. So, Kamashla, I need the Apostle to tell me no, that even Lacha Reifa, still it's Sasa Bano. So, it wouldn't be any Raya that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Sasa Bano. Omer of Nasr Nachman says like this. Good, I'll give you another proof. Minu Aminu, how do we know to say this according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Sasa Bano? Midetoni Labor, lays like this. Who hefsid Mamoyne Shakoyin? That the reason why there's such a mitzvah, the chop off the head of this Petach Amor, is because since this Jew did not want to redeem it with his sin and give it to the Kohen, so he wanted to be mafsid the moment Shokoyin, the figure there, Yufsid the Mainai. Therefore, we destroy his money, this Petach Amor, we don't let the Jew have enough from it. Now, man, who does it go like? You lay me, Rabbi Yehuda, Hamisid the Kohen, it's also Bonar anyway. We're not doing anything special to it, he can't have enough from it anyway. El Lechulav Rabbi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The same quantum of Shimon, once we chop off that, it becomes also Bano. Tzmur says no. Again, Yiboy Yisem Rabbi Yehuda, Yiboy Yisem Rabbi Shimon, go according to both of them. Yiboy Yisem Rabbi Yehuda, and Avsido de Bene Bene. The Nafka Minor is, what's the difference in the price between the two? Rashi de Bene Bene, de Mechaim Nami Yosa Bano. Motzi Porikle Beseh. But when it's alive, he could have been changed his mind, and he pointed with a Seh Badanka. He could have taken a cheap Seh worth a dollar and redeem it, and then he can keep the Petach Amor that's worth $10. But now that we chop off the head, we're mafsid that he can't redeem it anymore, so he loses out. So he could have even contributed, there's a reason why we should go and chop off the head to mafsid to make this Jew lose out. He loses out the difference in price. And we boys him if you want to be Shimon, and lepchas misa, it could be smegetu, so the pchas misa, which misa, makes it worth less. Rashi said, Iboy Samarim Shimon, if you look at Biano, maybe Tak, it's not Osa Bano. So you might ask, what do you mean, Masa Mamaynoi? How much Misa made it worth? Like, when it's alive, you could have much more enjoyment from it now. So we kill it for you, so we take away your enjoyment. But maybe not completely, maybe it's Mutta Bano. Just we take away the enjoyment of the Pchas Misa. So again, from here, there wouldn't be any proof that La Harif, it's Osa Bano. And the Chen Nomer Resh Lokish, that Moed Reb Shimon Liachar Reifa Shuasa. Nachman Resh Lokish also like this, like Rabba Reb Nachman. That's also Bano. Reb Yechonon Vitemer Reb Loza Amino Adayin Machlokes, they held no, that according to Reb Shimon Liachar Reifa still it's Mutta Bano. And Yikadimasa, some learn like this, Lohor the Rab Nachman Aho, on this. That Rab Nachman said, Moed Reb Shimon learned on this halacha. That it says, Gemara in Kedushin, HaMekadosh V'Petach Amor. If a Jew is Mekadosh, his wife for this Petach Amor. The Lachar is Einem Kodesh, he's not Mekadoshes. That's a Mishnah. Partially because it's also Bano. So the Chur Leim must be some like Reb Shimon, the Chur Mishnah like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon knows the Petach Amor is Mutta Bano even before you redeem it. Omer Rav Nachman, no. Omer Rav Ravua. Liachra Reif of Divri Akil. That Mishnah is talking about after they made the Reif, after they have to chop off the head. And even Reb Shimon agrees that's also Bano. That's why the Dushin is not Chal. And he could yami some sin of Hamani, this Mishnah goes, Lo Rabbi Lo Rabbi, she goes like Nida. Not like Rabbi, not like Rabbi Shimon. Why? He Rabbi Shimon, Tiktish Bekula. She would make Kaddish with the whole thing. He owes us Mutta Bano, she would make Kaddish the whole thing. The Kula Shari Bano, according to Rabbi Shimon. He Rabbi Yehuda, Tiktish Bach, the Bene Bene. The difference, it's worth something. Rashi says, means that if you give it a petach chamor, l'maisa she could go and redeem it with, like we had before, with a set. It's only worth $1, and she'll gain now $5. So who the difference in price? That's what you mekadosh with. There's a shver according to both of them. So stamazar the mishnah shver. Some rabba avu am a rav liyelam no rabbi yehuda. Mishnah goes going to be to a goyin shein a shever le shekel. The petach chamor itself is only worth a shekel. The soldo kaviyesa be yehuda. The tanya tipode. Miyah, that's one drosha. Tipada, kolshu, anything, no matter how much it's worth, this seh, you could redeem it with. If it is, if you don't know, and pediyah, prachos, mishekel, that's worth at least a shekel. So if the petachim was only worth a shekel, so in that case, you can't redeem it less than a shekel, then it's also bano. Or so then you can't be mekadosh with it. There's nothing to gain, she has no gain with it. Omamar, tipada, miyah, tipada, kolshu, pshita. It's for Sach, the Rimei was about to say, Hoyle, the Yishkas Lebchorodim. Ma Bechorodim, Achashashim, you couldn't do it after 30 days. The Chomish of Yus Chomish Shkolim, Af, maybe Petachamar also. You have to work Achashloishim after 30 days. Maybe you have to spend Chomish Shkolim also. Kamash will not depart them yad. You could report it at Petachamar right away. And depart the Kolshu, no matter how much it's worth, to say it's good. If you say, Yudu Weimer, and Ptiyab Chusim Shekel, it has to be worth at least a shekel. The Monashach. I makish libchorodim chomish libush after 5. I le makish shekel minahin no shekel. Leodon hekish no lohekish, don't hekish. Alright, we'll continue on the next tape. We'll do it last come over again. We have a holding daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Again, the last shaila was that the Mishnah Gedushin said, if you mekadesh for petach chamor, is eino mekadeshes. So he came out, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda's shita that holds that eino yishova el a shekel, that the petach chamor itself is only worth a shekel, and he also holds like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that when you poido the petach chamor with the seh has to be worth at least a shekel. So therefore, if you give her a petach chamor for Gedushin, she has no gain at all with it. If the petach chamor itself was worth a shekel, so she has to spend the shekel to be paid. The rich doesn't gain anything, therefore send him kodeshes. So last shaila was, what's the pshat Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Why does he say that the pigeon has to be to a shekel? Because the kash was a monashach. If he's makish lebechorodom, so just like by pigeon that then needs chomish sloyim, here also pigeon petach chamor should also need chomish sloyim. And the question was, v'loy makish, if he's not makish of petach chamor to pigeon aben, if so, shekel min olay, how does he know, how does the Yehuda know to say that the seir has to be worth at least a shekel to be part of the petach chamor? So Mar's teretz was, again, last gemar was, li'elom loy makish, Torah really does not make the sekish. That the Yosef Yehuda does not learn out from petach chamor. And Amar Rav says, what's pshat Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Because Amakro, the Pasuk says, v'chol erkecho yiyah b'shekel ha'kodesh. Anytime there's an erech, you have to shat some, make a value of something, but always has to be b'shekel ha'kodesh. As the Vein HaGershom says, the kol erkech in here means kolaymar, kol pidyon, shat ha'poida, has to be at least b'shekel ha'kodesh, has to be at least worth a shekel. But since petach mor is a din pidyon, therefore that's a b'yish shechit, it has to be worth at least a shekel, this seh. Now the Gemara says, Rabbanu, what did Rabbanu do with this? Who? On top of the Yud Aleph, for who? The histik.